So who will have a Christmas day? Where among us will he stay? Or will the child be turned away again? When I wrote that song 32 years ago, I wish I could tell you how hard I worked on it. The fact was that I woke up with it the Sunday before Christmas at 6:45. I had another song in mind to play for Christmas that particular year. And when I got this song, kind of in the twilight of my sleep, I got out of bed, I went downstairs, I fumbled around with my guitar, and there it was. Pretty much as you heard it tonight, but this is another generation. And so I so much appreciate that this song has made its way from the time that I wrote it, when I thought it had to do with maybe God gave me that song because of commercialism. Maybe people were spending too much time in the mall. Maybe they were forgetting about Christ. I had no idea that this song would be sung in a new generation when, you know, the whole idea of welcoming a stranger or leaving a child outside in the dead of winter might be a reality in the world. That this song might be sung in a generation where we've got a refugee problem that affects us all. I think the way God used that song from one generation to the next is a lot like the Gospels. You see, this song was never written down anywhere. It existed, you know, only the times when I would do it, Marion would do it, that's my wife, she would sing it, and just the parishes where we happened to be at the time would hear it, and they would say, you know, it's a great song, you know, where's the music? And it never really got written down until, I think Rosemary Minkler wrote it down one time. And of course, Bob Havery wrote it down. And so now the song is on the words of a page. That's a lot like the Gospels, by the way. The Gospels were just stories about Jesus that got repeated and repeated until finally, sometime in about 60 AD, they were written down and they were preserved and they had a chance to make their way generation through generation. Getting back to the message of getting left outside, which is the whole point of the song. If there was one thing I would try to impress on you is that this song is important because it needs to be sung by young voices. It's a question for the adults from younger voices. Who will have a Christmas day? Who will welcome a child and come and let that child stay? That's really a song for the adults, the big people of the world to decide. And there's a difference between hospitality, which is the beating heart of Christianity. Hospitality. And there's a difference between hospitality and charity. Charity happens when, you know, I go into Stop and Shop and there's a guy ringing the bell and there's a kettle there and I throw a dollar in. That's charity. Charity is an example where, you know, we have an extra fiver. We buy a ticket to a ZD dinner because somebody has an overwhelming health problem that they can't pay for. You've seen it in the paper. That's charity. Example of hospitality comes to us also from Luke's gospel. It's about a man who is on a trip down the road, and he finds somebody lying in the road. The man who was on the journey was a Samaritan. And so he actually stops his journey, stops what he's doing. And he picks up this complete stranger who has been beaten and robbed. And he puts him on his little pony and he takes him to an inn to make sure that he gets health care. And he makes sure that this guy has a decent place to stay. So he's safe. That's hospitality. Heaven is a place where we experience God's hospitality. And the invitation for us is to, yeah, charity is important. God knows, that's true. But the disposition of hospitality is a disposition that is so badly needed in our world today. We need hospitality much more than we need high walls and barbed wire. And so, hospitality makes for accommodations. The story of tonight is that Jesus couldn't be accommodated. There was no room for him. He got left out. The beating heart of Christianity is that no one should be left out. God made us all. And whatever God gave us by way of privilege or power, or whatever God gave us by way of wealth, is to be used in service to people, in hospitality, to provide accommodations. There's enough to go around. When we do communion in our church here, you know who's welcome at the communion rail? Every last one of you. No one gets left out tonight. It's a little piece of bread and a sip of wine to commemorate the same Jesus born into the world to save us all. Not because we deserved it. Not because we were so righteous that it was a great idea to come and help us. No. Jesus came into the world because we couldn't get to heaven otherwise. That we couldn't see the face of God or hear the voice of God otherwise. So he came to redeem us. Not because we were so deserving, but because God loved us. And that's the deepest message of this evening. I want to wish each and every single one of you a Merry Christmas, and God bless you. Amen.